and Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For God is great, and He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is through your name. Father God, we ask that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Father God, we pray that our eyes of our understanding will be enlightened to your word. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Spirit of the living God, we ask that you will move on this broadcast on this morning, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the word go out like fire, O God. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn into Job, the first chapter and the 10th verse? That's Job, the first chapter and the 10th verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has?" May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for this morning is, we all go through a test. We all go through testing. So in Job 1 and 10, it describes a situation where Satan asks God permission to test Job's faithfulness by taking away his possessions and causing him to suffer, and saying that Job only serves God because of the blessing he receives. And if those blessings are removed, he said that Job will curse God. So this highlights the idea that Satan needs God's permission to inflict hardship on someone like Job, even though he is considered an upright and a blameless man before God. So we're going to look at the key points about Job 1 and 10. First of all, we're going to look at the challenge of Satan. Satan asks God to remove the hedge around Job, implying that Job's prosperity is a form of protection from evil. You see, I often tell people, we give the devil too much credit because we have authority over Satan. And Satan has to get permission from God to even come near us. If you are a child of God, a born-again believer, Satan has to get permission from God to even come near us. So number two is God's sovereignty. Despite allowing Satan to test Job, God remains in control of the situation and sets the boundaries of what Satan can do. God told him, you can touch everything else but his soul. Hayamasi. Sadarioboshe. That's what God gives to Satan. He gives him direct instructions when it comes to his children. You can do this, you can do that, but I know my son, I know my daughter is faithful to me. Come on here, somebody. And we have to look at the third thing, Job's character. The verse highlights Job's reputation as blameless and upright, which makes his suffering even more perplexing. See, when you're doing a work for God and you got your mind focused on the assignment, the devil is going to come every which way he can. If you live in holy, if you live in upright, if you live in a righteous life before God, yes, Satan is going to come because that's his job. He will try to discourage you. But if Satan never bothers you, it's something wrong with your salvation. Check your walk with God. Are you doing what God has commissioned you to do? Come on here, somebody. So in today's scripture, Satan wanted to test Job, but God had a hedge of protection around him, just like we said. The enemy couldn't just go in, and he just could not overwhelm Job with adversity. You see, this shows us that the enemy can't touch you without God's permission, just like we discussed before. Job loved God. Job walked in integrity. But he suffered all this trouble and lost his business. He lost his health. He lost his family. He got so discouraged that he sat down among the ashes. But at one point, Job got his passion back. He looked up to the heavens and said, "I know my Redeemer lives." You see, sometimes you have all these negative people, just like Job had around him. Job's wife, his companion, even told him, "You need to curse God and die," because she couldn't believe he was still serving a God like that, that would allow the devil for to take everything away from him. And Job said, "Woman, you sound foolish. You don't even sound like my wife." Sometimes you got to get people that don't understand your faith walk. You got to disassociate yourself from them. Because by them doubting and you have faith, that's not going to get it. You have to have someone that will encourage you, that will uplift you and say, "Yes, sis, yeah, you got this, brother. You got this, sister. Keep going. This is all in the plan of God." And Job also said, he said, "God, I don't understand why this happened, but I trust you." Oh, my God. God not only restored Job's health, but he gave him double for his possessions and a long and fulfilling life with his family. I don't know what you're going through on this morning. But God is about to give you double for your trouble. What you lost, you are about to gain. Oh, my God. Hold on. It's only a test. A test of your faith. Out of tests comes testimony. You can't tell nobody else something you ain't been through. I always say that. Come on here, somebody. Allow God to finish taking you through the test. Please don't be frustrated with where you are. Or perhaps we should say where you are not. Come on here now. Your faith will bear fruit. Your seeds will produce harvest. You know, if some things are at a level that require preparation before the elevation. God has to prepare some of us before he can elevate us to where he wants us to be. We can't get to a place that we are not prepared to handle. Come on here, somebody. Ooh, I want you to stay close to God. Your blessings are coming. Your healing is coming. Stay close to him. If you feel as though you are sitting in the ashes and looking at what you lost, because the enemy plays with your mind. He can bring things back to your mind from the past and relive it and relive it. But if you're looking at what you lost and what didn't work out, or what you're up against right now at this present moment, rest assured, you can know that God wouldn't allow it if it were going to come out better, stronger, healthier, more confident. He wouldn't allow the test to come upon you if he did not trust you, and if he did not already know that you was going to come out better, you was going to come out stronger, you was going to come out wiser, come on now, you're going to come out healthier, and you're going to be more confident in yourself that you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. See, some of us has been going on the strength of others or our own strength, but God is trying to get you to go off on his strength. God is trying to get you to trust him, although you may be going through adversity. Adversity makes you strong. Adversity brings out your identity. Ooh, how you my cedar deal, bullshit. What you thought you couldn't take, you could took all along. So I want you to get ready. And I want you to stay ready. I want you to read your word. I want you to apply the scriptures that is pertaining to your situation. Apply it to your situation and watch God change that thing around. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, some of y'all need to be more consecrated during this season so he can speak to you. Oh, my God. Some of you need to settle your spirits down because you're hyped up right now. Yes, we just come out of this election and it wasn't as what we planned, but I always tell everyone, God is in control. That something is going to come out of this. But if you will get before God, if some things God have told me that I am not liable to release right now, but it's some things God has spoken to me, but I'm just only praying about it. But God wants you to put your trust in him, not halfway, but all the way. And once you do that, you're going to say, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Nobody do not get the glory but my Father. Ooh,